I just want to leave one verse of scripture with you as we bring our choral service to a conclusion this evening. It's found in the book of Romans in the chapter number 6. The book of Romans and the chapter number 6, a very well known portion of scripture. Romans chapter 6, in the very last verse, we read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to speak very briefly and simply this evening on the subject of the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. Let's just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for all that has taken place this night. We thank Thee, Lord, for every young person. Lord, we covet them for Thee. Lord, we claim them for Thee tonight. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that You'll make their lives a blessing. Lord, even in their own homes, and Lord, in their schools, in their workplaces, we just pray, Lord, that You'll be with them and bless them. Lord, we pray now that as we come around the Word of God for this little time, we just pray that You'll come and speak to all of our hearts tonight. We thank Thee, Lord, for already speaking. We thank Thee, Lord, for already we've heard the voice of God through the messages and song, through the scripture reading, through the testimonies. We thank Thee for each and every part of this meeting tonight. But Lord, now as we come around the scriptures of truth, just give us that listening ear, that understanding heart. And Heavenly Father, we pray most especially, ready or hear out of Christ, Lord, we pray that this will be the night, the greatest night in their life, and they will come by faith and receive the greatest gift this world has ever known. So come upon us, we pray, in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. According to a recent Bank of England report, it is believed that the average family spends an extra £500 per month in the run-up to the Christmas season. And if you are out shopping, you can well understand that. Perhaps you were on the ladies' outing and you saw all those bags that all those ladies brought home from their shopping trip. But men are very good at shopping as well. Most of this extra money is spent on the purchasing of gifts for family and for friends. And getting that right gift, it always costs. It costs time, doesn't it? You want to get the right thing. You want to get something that they will enjoy and that they will like. And so it takes time just to think it all out. What would they really like? And then when you've decided on what it is that you're going to purchase, you actually then have to go and part with your hard-earned cash and purchase that gift. It costs time and it costs money. Because you really want to give them a gift that will last. You want to give them a gift that they will remember and that they'll get the use out of for many years to come. The reality is, of course, that our gifts don't always provide the lasting satisfaction and fulfillment that we would want. It's very hard to find that gift that keeps on giving. A gift with as much joy in the future as when we received it, first of all. And companies, of course, will go to great lengths to market their products, especially at this time of the year. And they will try to tell you that their particular product is that very gift that would be so suitable and so appropriate for that person that you have in mind. And they will use slogans such as the title that we have used for our message tonight, "The Gift That Keeps On Giving." In fact, that was a slogan used way back in the 1920s when the Victor Radio Company used that slogan for the very first time to advertise their products, the old gramophone and sound recording systems. And they sought to use it that you could keep this gift and you would get the use out of it year after year after year. It really would be the gift that keeps on giving. Yet despite all the efforts of the marketing departments of all the multinational companies who claim that their gifts are so special that they will keep on giving, very few, if any, will have that same shine and attraction that they did when we first got them. But this evening, as we bring this choral service to a conclusion, I want us to speak on the real gift the true gift, and in fact the only gift that keeps on giving. We have it summed up for us there at the words of verse 23 of Romans chapter 6. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the gift, men and women, this evening, that keeps on giving. Whatever other gift you may have already purchased or you hope to purchase in the week that lies ahead that you trust will bring satisfaction and contentment, here is the only gift that will keep on giving. The gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Three simple thoughts about this gift. I want you to see with me that it is a unique gift. As I've said, there are very few of any gifts that maintain and keep their value and keep their appeal over time. Gifts that are popular this year will be out of fashion next year. And gifts that we thought were the answer to all of our needs last year will suddenly be eclipsed by something more useful and something more special next year. That unique and individual gift that we thought was so essential this year will maybe be all forgotten about in a year's time. And we realize that it wasn't so unique. But you see, the gift that is spoken of here in Romans chapter 6 and the verse 23 is unique because there is no gift to compare to it. It is the gift of eternal life. This unique gift offered by God in the gospel to the sinner is eternal life. It's life. Now we rejoice in the gift of life. We rejoice in the birth of little ones who come into this world. But this gift here that is spoken of in Romans 6:23 is even more special and even more unique than the gift of life itself. It is the gift of eternal life. Life that never ends with Christ in heaven for all eternity. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he says, "But thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." It's unique. Why is it unique? Why is the gift of eternal life unique from all other gifts? Well, it's unique because of the gulf that it bridged. Because you see, tonight, eternal life bridges the gulf between the sinner and the Savior. That gulf that sin created. Sin created an eternal separation from God. But eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ brings salvation and eternal life. It brings the sinner to the Savior. Now, by nature, we're all dead in our sins. We have no life. And I'm not speaking about physical life. Because, folks, we are much more than physical. We've got to always remember that. We are much more than physical beings. We have a spirit. And by nature, we are spiritually dead in our sins. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of God, we can have eternal life. We can have this new life. And Christ came into this world as a baby in Bethlehem's manger. He came to bridge that gulf between us and God, and he came to give us eternal life. We couldn't have it of ourselves. You see, there is nothing tonight in you or in me that we can have eternal life. There's nothing good in us. But eternal life bridges the gulf between the sinner and the Savior. That's why it's unique. It's also unique not only because of the gulf that it bridges, but also because of the grace that it bestows. Because you see, this gift of God, eternal life in verse 23, is only on the basis of God's grace, not because of man's merit. We don't deserve eternal life. We don't deserve anything from the hand of God. But God in grace gave to us that which we do not deserve. He gave us eternal life. He gave us his Son to redeem us. That verse that Connor read for us, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem them that were under the law. There's all of grace. Grace, grace. Amazing grace. I wonder, did you ever stop and think, in all the busyness and in all the hustle of these past number of weeks, what is it all about? What is Christmas all about? What is this time of year all about? Did you ever really consider what took place when God became man in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you take time out of all the celebrating and all the shopping to think that if it were not for the grace of God, there would be no season such as this where we can come and remember the Lord's coming into this world? There would be no incarnation. There would be no Bethlehem. There would be no angelic host proclaiming the Christ's birth. There would be no Christmas season. What a different world this would be if it were not for the grace of God. What a different place this would be tonight, and what a different message we would have to proclaim tonight if it were not for the grace of God. And in fact, if it were not for the grace of God, we would have no message. Sinner tonight in your sin, if it were not for the grace of God, you would have no hope. Thank God, in the fullness of time, God sent His Son, all of grace, into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. Dear unconverted in this meeting tonight, look past the trappings and look past the tinsel of Christmas. And see the grace of God sending His Son into this world to die on an old rugged cross for sinners such as you and I. It's unique because of the gulf that it bridges, the grace it bestows, but also it's unique because of the grief it brought. Now, when we talk about gifts, we don't often talk about grief. Unless you get a gift that you really did not want. Unless you get a gift and you don't think, what am I ever going to do with this? Gifts don't normally bring grief or sorrow, do they? But you see, the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, it brought grief. Because you see, in order to purchase that gift, in order to purchase eternal life for you and I, it cost Christ great grief. It cost Him humiliation. The incarnation marked the first stage of the humiliation of Christ. God becoming man in the flesh, Christ humbling Himself and stepping out of the splendors of heaven, and the King of heaven, the King of glory, becoming the Son of Man. It all involves sorrow and suffering for the Lord. In fact, His entire life was a life of humiliation. A life of lowly, meager existence. You see, in order to purchase eternal life for you and me, it cost Christ. It cost Him His life. In order to purchase eternal life that we might be saved, that bridge might be gulf, it cost Christ. He came into this world. And contrary to popular opinion, Christ was no superstar. Christ had no mega church. Christ was no popular evangelist. Christ was rejected and despised of men. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was rejected, despised, and hated and hounded by the very people He came to save. Yet He endured the contradiction of sinners against Himself. He pressed on to do the Father's will. And that grief and that sorrow climaxed, not in a little manger in Bethlehem, but at a cross on Calvary. If there were no Bethlehem, there would never be a Calvary. But thank God, because there was a Bethlehem, there was a Calvary. And it's at the cross where the grief and sorrow of our Lord Jesus Christ reached its climax. Why? In order to purchase you and I eternal life. Think of the grief. Think of the sorrow. Was there a gift like the Saviour given? No, not one. No, not one. See the uniqueness of this gift of eternal life. O sinner, tonight I trust and I pray that far beyond all that goes on at this season, that you will remember that it was for sinners such as you that Christ came into this world, give his life, shed his blood, that you might be saved. It's a unique gift. It's also an unchanging gift. You see, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, it's a gift that never dates. It's a gift that never deteriorates. It's a gift that never decays or never changes. All the gifts that we give, they'll start to run out. And they'll start to age. And they'll start to lose their value over time. On the sparkle that they had when we first received it will soon fade and dissipate away. And the enjoyment that we got out of that gift the very first time we received it and opened it, it'll soon just fade away. But not with the gift of eternal life, at least it shouldn't be. It is unchangeable. This gift of eternal life should be sweeter every day, more and more to the child of God than it was in the day we first received it, You look at the contrast there in verse 23. Verse 23 opens with those solemn words about the wages of sin being death. A spiritual death. Oh God, always remember what the Bible speaks about when it's speaking there about death and about life. Spiritual death, spiritual life. The wages of sin is death. Dear sinner in this meeting tonight, this Christmas season, the only thing you have to look forward to right now in your sin, right now without Christ, is a life of separation from God for all eternity. That's all you have. That's the only prospect that awaits you. That's the only thing that you have to look forward to, a life without Christ for all eternity. What a terrible thought. But, the gift of God is eternal life. You see, tonight if you will come by faith and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your outlook, your prospect, your future can be oh so different. Because you can have that assurance tonight of eternal life, of a life with Christ for all eternity in heaven. The Apostle Paul was able to speak with great confidence and with great clarity about the inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and one that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. There's the contrast tonight. Dear believer, tonight in this meeting, that's the great joy that is set before you. An inheritance with Christ for all eternity in heaven. Contrast that with the future that the unbeliever has. A dreadful future. A frightening future without Christ. But that can all change tonight if you will come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ.
that gift is unchanging. Because whenever you by faith receive Jesus Christ, you will never be out of Christ. You'll never be lost. He gives eternal life. Life not just for this present time, but life for all time. Do you have that gift tonight? Do you have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord? Have you ever received the gift of God? Finally, it's not only a unique gift. It's not only an unchanging gift. But as we close our service this evening, I want you to see that it is an urgent gift. It's an urgent gift. You may already have been given gifts and presents. And right now, they're sitting under the tree or sitting somewhere in your home waiting to be opened on Christmas morning. And you're curious. You would like to know just what is in that. But you're just going to wait till Christmas morning to open it. You're going to wait until Christmas morning to experience and to join that gift. But in relation to the gift of God, being eternal life through Jesus Christ, there's an urgency about this gift. You see, you shouldn't wait. You shouldn't wait. You shouldn't wait because not one of us are promised another Christmas. Not one of us are promised another day, another moment. You see, there's an urgency about this gift. And that urgency is repeated time and time again throughout the Scriptures. You see, if you ever want your sins to be forgiven and to have that home in heaven, you want to avoid that awful lost eternity in hell, then you need by faith to receive this gift of eternal life, and you need to do it now. There's an urgency. You've been putting it off. How many Christmases have come and gone? How many years have you wasted living in sin? And you think you'll just get through another Christmas and get through another new year. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. You don't know what news may come your way tomorrow. Therefore, tonight, now, while there is time, you need to receive this gift by faith. You need to be saved. You need to be saved now. Won't you come this Christmas season? Take this gift. Take Christ, receive Him, believe on Him, repent of your sin, and come to Christ in salvation. Why not even this night? This night. Come and be saved. God is speaking to you tonight. If God is challenging you tonight, God is convicting you tonight that you're not right with God, then I urge you, the words of Moses of old, harden not your hearts. Don't harden your heart to the gospel. Don't turn away from the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, because be warned, you could do it for one last time. You might never see another Christmas. You might never live to see Christmas Day. You might never live to see another new day. Therefore, tonight, come to Christ. Therefore, this evening, come and receive this gift of God, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, I could say with almost absolute certainty tonight that there is not one gift you're going to refuse this Christmas. Somebody hands you a gift, you're not going to turn to them and say, well, thanks very much, but I don't really need that. And somebody reaches you a gift over the next few days, you're not going to say to them, well, that's very kind of you, but no thanks. No, you're going to take it. And yet tonight, God offers to you in the gospel the greatest gift, the gift of eternal life, the gift of sins forgiven, peace with God, a home in heaven. God offers this to you tonight. Are you going to reject it? Are you going to turn yourself away from that gift and say, no, Lord, not for me? Are you going to reject the gift of God tonight? Be warned. Be warned. You reject him in life, he will reject you in death. No second chance beyond the grave. No hope. That moment you close your eyes in death and you take your last breath, hope's gone. No trying to plead with the Lord as those we read of in Matthew 25. Lord, Lord, all those things I've done in your name. Lord will say to you on that day, I never knew you. Depart from me. Tonight the Lord Jesus Christ comes and he offers to you freely, without money, without price. He offers you freely the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you receive it tonight? Will you come tonight and be saved? What will you do with this gift? How will you respond to this gift? I can assure you this evening, you receive this gift, you'll not be looking for any refunds or any exchanges. You'll not be looking for something more because Christ is all you need. He'll give you joy, lasting satisfaction. Will you come tonight and be saved? Will you come this evening and receive the gift of God, which is eternal life? Will you come? The invitation is given and extended to you tonight. Come. Come now. Make this a Christmas never to forget. A time when you gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Don't put it off. Whatever standing in your way or holding you back, be done with it. Get rid of it. And tonight, come to Christ. Come and be saved. That's the desire of our hearts. People praying for you before this meeting tonight. People I know praying for you during this meeting tonight. Loved ones would long to see you saved. Come to Christ tonight and receive the greatest gift this world has ever known. Let's bow in prayer.